Blair Oko joins us. Blair, how you doing?
Good, Jason, how are you?
Good. Now, Blair, what team does your son Colby play on?
He plays on the Southwest Oil Kings. It's the Bantam team, and I'm the coach for that team.
Okay. And so you guys came up, you guys got stickers with CD for Cindy put on that you're making these stickers, correct? And now you're selling them. Is that the fundraiser to make a trust fund for the three kids?
Yeah, our team got together after a game, and the moms came up with an idea of these stickers, and we thought we'd sell them in Cindy's memory to help raise funds for the kids' trust fund. And we started selling them last weekend during minor hockey week here at the Kinsmen Twilliger Arenas. And, it's been just overwhelming, Jason. We're up to $18,000 so far, and it's growing. And just got a call from Hockey Night in Canada. It looks like they want to do some stuff to help out too.
Well, that's
So it's, we want to continue this momentum and sell these stickers. As you don't have to be hockey people. You can be anybody. We got people coming up to the Golf Academy that, they're not even in hockey, and they're buying stickers. They're giving, $50 and taking two stickers, whatever. They're just, it's like you said, a heart-wrenching story, and it's just, we want to try and help out the best we can as a team.
Now, which one of Cindy's sons is on your team?
Jeremy.
Okay.
He's the oldest boy. Jeremy's our he's our heart and soul hockey player. He's just a tenacious little guy on the ice, and he's our top goal scorer, and he's just a fun kid to coach.
Blair, I saw you on television the other night. Real heart-wrenching. Obviously, it's so emotional. I mean, you can't even possibly overstate it. How did you and the other parents even find the strength and wherewithal to come up with the sticker idea to move ahead in a situation that's just horrendous beyond words?
Well, that's, you're right. It's our group of parents, are unbelievable. And we got an amazing manager in Hannah Wemple. She's been, leading us on this sticker campaign and doing such a great job for the team. And the parents, we all got together and they wanted to do something, and we wanted the kids to come up with something. And so this is what we came up with. And, the team, the kids are they're selling stickers for the family and spending lots of time in the rink to help Jeremy. And everybody just, their heart bleeds for the family, and they just want to do whatever they can. And I think right now this is, for future years, this is, we need to do something to help this family out for long term.
Blair, it was, there's no way to write a fun script for this, but you guys are in minor hockey week, and Jeremy came back. I know he missed the first few games, obviously, but he played his last game, his first game last weekend, and made quite the return.
It was just, Jason, it was unbelievable. We were playing at the New Meadows Arena, by the way, which is a spectacular new facility on the south side. We had our first game against our sister club, Southwest Zone Oil Kings 530, and we haven't beaten them at all this year. So we're playing minor hockey week. I wasn't sure as a coach if I was expecting Jeremy back in the lineup. I got a call from his dad the Wednesday before, and he said, Jeremy wants to play. He's going to be there. So we started our sticker campaign at the arena that night. We sold $3,000 worth of stickers. The place was packed. They got up on us 2-0 to start the game, and we ended up tying it up. Jeremy scored the tying goal, and we went into overtime. And in minor hockey week, you go down 5-on-5, 4-on-4, 3-on-3. We went down to 1-on-1. We pulled the goalie. I sent Jeremy out. He got the game winner. I've never heard an arena in minor hockey week explode with emotion. There wasn't a dry tear in that place. It was just an unbelievable experience. And just to be a part of that and just to see that, it was amazing. It's just like out of the movies.
Blair, this is obviously the situation goes so far beyond the realm of sports, but the connection is that with people like these parents, a coach like yourself, perhaps, you know, something can be done to at least ease what's happened here. The stickers are one thing. What happens from here on out, Blair, in terms of supporting the family, and how can people who may not be familiar with the specifics of your team get in on this sticker idea, or at least contribute in other ways? How can they get a hold of you and the team and do that?
Well, yeah, you don't have to necessarily just do stickers. If you want to help the family in other ways, they can. there's a Facebook page in Cindy's memory. So it's in memory of Cindy DeWong. It's a Facebook page. I believe you can go onto that and make donations. Mm-hmm. I've set up a page on our website, bogagolf.com, where people can go to the page, and they can go on PayPal, and they can make a donation. The Royal Bank has also set up that's where the main trust fund is. There's in Cindy DeWong's name. You can also make contribution to that fund that way too. It has to be a certified check if you go to the RBC bank. So there's a few different ways. You just don't necessarily have to purchase a $10 ticket. If you want to give more, those are some other ways you can do it. And if you want to, you know, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, you know, by all means, they can call me here at the shop. That's, you know, not a problem at all.
What's that number at the shop?
780-496-9534.
And you guys are in the semifinal. I know the semifinals and finals go this weekend for Edmonton Minor Hockey. A lot of them at the Terwilliger Rec Center. Will you be there? Will somebody be selling stickers all the time? So even if parents or kids of other teams want to help out, will there be collections at that arena this weekend?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Hannah, our manager, and she's putting together a timeline of when our team will be out. But we will be at the Kinsmen. Anybody that's at the Kinsmen Arena on the south side, we do have the stickers upstairs available, so people have been coming in. Teams have been coming in and buying stickers for their team. We will be set up downstairs and also at the Terwilliger Arena during Minor Hockey Week on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Blair, a great initiative that you guys are doing. Best of luck, of course, to Jeremy and his siblings and his father. Can't imagine what they're going through, and hopefully you're trying to make a horrible situation just a little bit brighter. And best of luck to you and your team and all the other teams remaining in Minor Hockey Week.
Thank you very much, guys, for doing this. We really appreciate it.